This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi there, it's Todd Mitchell. We have a special A-list, quadruple A-list fill-in for Scott Hennin today, who will be back tomorrow. 701-2580-550, 1-800-220-5050. You can text me, 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Hey friends, time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Punkelet Chevrolet, Buick GMC Valley City. Your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels in the Northern Plains this week. A red 2013 Chevy Silverado. 1500 crew cab. 40,000 miles, four-wheel drive, one owner trade from Fargo. It's only priced at $27,258. You can hop online, check it out for yourself. PunkeletchValleyCity.com. And see it for yourself. 2013 Chevy Silverado, 40,000 miles. Tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind. Tell them Scott told you. Don't tell them Todd told you, because they'll go, who? But if you tell them Scott Hammond said, $27,258, they're going to raise their eyebrows and go, oh, wow, yeah. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Punkelet.com, PunkeletValleyCity.com. And check out that Silverado. And now the A-list fill-in. So great we brought him back. He was just here the other day. It seems like just the other day. Here's Ed.
Thank you, Todd.
Why
Thank
do you,
you
want me to
good
introduce
to
you as just here's Ed?
That you know, just so Ed works. I mean, all those titles and things, there's all. It's not an
former
A-lister,
Governor,
by the way.
North Dakota, former U.S. Yeah. Secretary, former UND president.
All that means is... You know, it's a has-been, right? I'm just the world's biggest
okay.
has-been.
You can say has-been if you want, but you've been more than the vast majority of us will ever be. So you have that. That puts you at the front of the pack right there.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway, we are waiting for Kevin Cramer to join us on his weekly talk radio town hall. He's with What's On Your Mind show every week for his town hall. We're waiting for Kevin to call in. In the meanwhile, we've got some callers here on the screen. Gary from Mandan. Gary, sorry that you didn't hold over the thing, but I'm glad you called back. So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about the gun law a little bit, because I had an incident a couple weeks ago in Mandan where a bullet went through my house. And when I confronted the guy that did it, I asked if he went through a training course, and he said no. And I'm thinking, why did he have a gun in the house? You know, I got a call when I was working in Dickinson, North Dakota, here a couple weeks ago. He said, they had an incident involving your house. I go, what's it? What is it? And he said, well, I was cleaning my gun out on the porch, and it accidentally went off. And I said, well, what happened? They said, well, it went through your window and came out your front door. And I'm thinking, what if I would have been home? Mm. You know, I mean, some of these people should, you know, and this guy's like 65 or 70 years old. And, you know, I feel everybody should go through some type of gun course, because why should a gun be loaded when you're cleaning it?
Well, we certainly know that accidents happen, Gary, and that's a difficult thing. But I personally agree. I think I support guns. I support people owning guns. I support people carrying guns. But boy, I'd sure like to see some deeper training and understanding of the ramifications when you're in there. And that's not going to stop accidents from happening. Accidents happen, but you just hope you start out.
If I'd have been home watching through my living room at the time, I could have been killed.
Yep, it could have been. It's we're glad that you weren't, and appreciate the chance for you to call in this morning, Gary. And thanks for letting us know your thoughts. It's time. I think we have Kevin Kramer on the line. Thanks, Gary. Kevin, are you here for your weekly talk radio town hall, Congressman Kevin Kramer?
Hey, Ed. Boy,
good morning.
It sounds like you don't need me. All you have to do is bring up guns and you could get a show.
Well, we've had some really good discussions about this morning. I had urged the governor to veto the constitutional carry law, and he signed it. But we've had some good discussion about what I was thinking when I was urging him to do that, and what people were thinking about wanting him to sign it, and all of it's led to some good public discussion about the responsibility of guns and knowing what they are and when and how and when not to use them and carry them and all that. So. Good thoughts today. And
well, it's interesting listening to Gary talk, because he illustrates a very personal and specific circumstance, which may or may not have been avoided had that person had training.
Right.
And I think your point that accidents happen with cars, even though you have a license, right? I mean, things can happen. And so you do have this obvious clash of, constitutional right and, it's common sense and safety and protection and all of those. At the federal level, we have a lot of discussions, of course, about reciprocity of concealed carry, which I support. I think that, this is the U.S. Constitution that guarantees the right to bear arms, it's not each state for himself. And there aren't very many things that the federal government ought to have oversight of, but the Constitution does give that authority to the federal government. However, that doesn't absolve us from, doing the right thing and being smart about it. But we have a lot of discussion even about, what about the broader discussion? I guess that was the point. You mentioned the value of this show and the value of talk radio at every level is that you can have a true national discussion in plain view for everybody to participate in, and that's what you're doing. But, one of the things I like to think about is what are the cultural reasons that we have so much more gun violence? It's not gun ownership that creates gun violence. It's lots of other things, and whether it's, we have the mental health issues, we have the, family values issues, we have Hollywood issues, and some of those things we pretend we're not supposed to talk about. And I think it's good to have them all on the table.
Yeah, there, you make a good point, Kevin, there, Congressman Kramer. I think there's a lot of angst in the community these days, and there's a lot of anger, a lot of pent-up frustration. People are shaking their fists at each other and cutting each other off the stoplight and, pushing the shopping cart into your car. And, it's kind of interesting. And what I took part in Nancy and I took part in a public discussion a couple of weeks ago about what's happening in our communities. And one of the, it was a faith-based organization led discussion. And one of the things they were talking about is because there's so much angst in the community, because, people are fighting back. They're afraid to say something in church because someone's going to beat them up from the other side. And so people are going silent. In our communities, people are going silent and they're not discussing these issues. They're not confronting problems. Do you see that? Do you feel that in the our communities? Are people just so worried about the backlash or the responses they're going to get in things? They just don't say anything.
I hear it all the time. I get it from people. When I hold a town hall, many times I'll have people come up afterwards and quietly express their support for something, but they didn't dare say it out loud because there were so many angry people that supported the other position that were so vocal. I think some of it's human nature, and I think there's a little bit of that where, whenever things aren't going your way, you have a tendency to be more active. And activism tends to, let me put it this way, opposition tends to breed activism. And so oftentimes, proposition does not, because when your people are in office or in power or authority or call whatever you want, you sort of step back and hope they do the right thing or assume they're going to do the right thing, and then everybody else gets angry, and that goes both ways. And so consequently, we don't have a lot of, balanced dialogue many times. But that's, that is our system. But it's also, there's a great book I would recommend. Maybe you've read it, Ed, but Eric Metaxas published a book last year called If They Can Keep It. And it's a book about the founding of the country and the exceptional system that the founders gave us. And it's based on the question that Benjamin Franklin was asked by Mrs. Powell when she said, you know, what have you given us? Is it a democracy or a republic? And he said, is it a monarchy or a republic? And he said, it's a republic if they can keep it. And, and it talks about this very topic. You know, why would we want to be governed by people who aren't virtuous, but yet we're self-governed? So that requires a virtuous society. And what is the basis of a virtuous society? And anyways, but it's a pretty easy read, but it's a really inspirational insight into the founding of our country. And, you know, the issue of community is what sparked it.
Yeah. Community is what it's all about. So Kevin Kramer's with us, Congressman Kevin Kramer. It's his talk radio town hall. Don't go silent on us. Give us a call at 258-0550 or 800-228-0550, because Kevin is here to answer your questions, to get your thoughts, and to incorporate what you're thinking into his work every day. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Get ready with your questions for Kevin. He's here to answer your and respond to what you're thinking about.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you have it this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. All day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550, 701-2580-550. The 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, a local trade available now at the Titan Outlet Store in Moorhead. Magnum 290,
Universal tractor used for tillage, spraying, and with your grain cart in the fall comes with 540 and 1,000 PTO. The 290 has an additional 5,800 pounds of weight distributed in the front and rear. Low hours for a 2011 can be set for 22 or 30-inch row spacing, one of the nicest tractors on the lot. 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, valued at $124,618. The best part, it qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty, so just 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. A great return on the investment. It is the Titan Outlet Store in Moorhead, 3456 70th Street, South Glendon, Minnesota, just south of I-94, Minnesota, exit 6. TitanOutletStore.com or call them at 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you for that additional 11% off. Ed Schaefer and Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And what's in your mind?
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. And I was thinking about that. I wonder if one of our listeners would go in and say, Ed Schaefer said to say hi, if they still get the deal. You know,
they only get 10% off if that happens. So. Got to tell Scott sent you to get that extra 1% on top of the 10.
Yes. Ed Schaefer sent you, and then you have to pay more.
But, and they send you a bill, and then what happens, right?
Yes, there you go.
Then I get Todd, don't ever say that again on what's in your mind when Ed's filling in.
We're with the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And Kevin and I have been chatting a little bit, but we have callers here now that piled up over the break, and we're really glad to find out what's going on. Let's go to Cindy in Jamestown. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Terrific. Thank you.
Great. I have a question for Mr. Cramer, and I voted for you. I think you're doing a great job and everything. But an email came across yesterday that I read about how the congressmen, all their benefits and everything, and maybe we should cut some of those, and maybe it should be just a regular job, and when you're done with it, your benefits and everything are over. Like the health care, you're allowed a special health care where whatever they voted in for all of us, the Congress didn't want. So should you have to take that health care that you're figuring out for us? And what about the lifetime benefits? How do you feel about all that?
Well, first of all, I'd be interested in seeing your email because there's one that rotates through every few months that's been going on for years about lifetime benefits for members of Congress. And what I always think is, if that was true, why would we ever run for re-election? In other words, if you had those benefits for the rest of your life, whether you served or didn't serve, why would you continue to serve? Secondly, with regard to health care, I want to address that specifically, Cindy, because it's an interesting question. One of the things that Republicans have done when we got into the majority after Obamacare, we exempted ourselves from the federal employees' health care. The federal employees have a health care program that's, whether you're a member of Congress or a staffer for Congress or, working at the post office, much like the North Dakota public employees do, although it's not nearly as generous as the North Dakota state system. Members of Congress had the option of participating or not. We actually, I think it was in the 2013 year, exempted ourselves from it. So, in other words, every member of Congress could not participate in that health care program that the federal employees get. Many of us voluntarily take Obamacare, including me. Even though I've never voted for it, I've always voted against it, I've always voted to repeal it, repeal and replace it, you hear about all the votes. But Chris and I, my wife and I, voluntarily are on the exchange. Our health care costs have gone up about 300% since I got to Congress, and our benefits haven't gotten any better. So I do that as just out of solidarity, even though it's an extra cost and burden. I just think it from a credibility standpoint, it's easier for me to speak to it and against it. And so actually, members of Congress, don't get me wrong, they can buy other types of health care. They just can't have the federal health care program. So some members of Congress are on their spouse's plan or something like that, or some other individual market plan. But as for me, and then I think Senator Hovind as well, we buy ours on the Obamacare exchange as long as there is one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate your comments. And I'm with Cindy. It irks me when our legislators, either state or federal, pass something and then exempt themselves. You know, that just doesn't seem to be right. So thank you, Kevin, for doing the right thing here and being with the people and carrying the same legislature, living with the same legislation that they do.
It was quite a discussion within the Republican conference at the time. And you might remember this, a lot of this centered around the government shutdown in 2013 and the kicking in of Obamacare and all of those things. And we just said, as a conference, Republicans, we said, you know what, it's just not right. Even though none of us support Obamacare, it's not right for our constituents to have to live with it if we're not willing to. And it does create an extra incentive, by the way, for us to get rid of it. You know, sometimes selfish incentives are good, right? So, but they're only good if you're living under the same rules as the people you represent are.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you, Kevin. Randy from Dickinson. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Randy.
One of my comments that really kind of irritates me is that when they talk about the health care, they talk about the 20 million people that never had health care before.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, who's paying for those 20 million people? Because most of those people that have health care now never had health care before because they couldn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side of that, I'm selling a piece of property for my retirement, and I get to pay $20,000 in taxes for Obamacare that took effect January 15th.
Yeah.
Talk about unfair.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay my health care when I retire.
Yeah. So, Randy, you raise a really good point. I want to speak, first of all, to the 20 million, because do you know right now there are 20 million Americans that don't have health care coverage because they've chosen not to, because they'd rather pay the penalty than the exorbitant cost of being on Obamacare, or they're just trying to avoid it altogether in hopes they don't get caught. So it's roughly 20 million people that have chosen not to have health care now. And one of the things you heard about the American Health Care Act, the Republican bill that we haven't brought to the floor, is that the Congressional Budget Office scored it, and while it saves hundreds of billions of dollars, it also, you know, they say 14 million people would lose their healthcare. Well, the reality is that those 14 million people, some of them don't. Let me back up. What it really does is it's saying that 14 million people who have been forced to have to buy Obamacare would no longer be forced to do it, and it presumes in that means 14 million people would be kicked off. The reality is that 14 million people would have another option, and so to your point. It's really a bit of a misnomer. And after the break, Randy, I'll talk a little bit about the taxes you have to pay as a result of Obamacare.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Randy. It's time for us to go for a break. Stay with us. Listen to our advertisers. They're the ones that pay the bills and keep us on air and allow us to have Kevin Kramer here for his talk radio town hall.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features NDSC safety consultant Rick Halderson recognizing how the NDSC can contribute to agriculture businesses.
Absolutely. We can provide information. We've co-opted with several farm groups and done some presentations on some of their annual meetings and so forth, and we're happy to work with organizations to do that. So if there is even a local farm group that is available and wants some input and some trainings, we can tailor stuff for them. And hardware, you know, we can provide suggestions. There's so many things that are so easy to use now and protect so well, and we can help provide some tips and some guidance there too.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ed Schaefer filling in for Scott Hannon. Scott will be back tomorrow on What's in Your Mind at the Bismarck Event Center, the Lignite Energy Council meeting going on. But the prominent A-lister is filling in. I'm Todd Mitchell, just kind of pinch-hitting around here. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on White, Deli Club oven-roasted turkey and cheese. You know, we're getting toward lunchtime, right? $2.29. Any roller grill item, 99 cents. Old Dutch Family Pack chips, $2.99 a piece. And Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The $50,000 giveaway is going on, too. Register weekly for your chance of winning one of 1,050 gift cards will be given away at PetroServe USA. 1-800-228-0550, 701-250-5500. Congressman Kevin Cramer and Ed Schaefer on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hannon today. Scott is on the road or on his way to that Bismarck Lignite Energy Council annual meeting where he'll be reporting from tomorrow live. And it's good to be with you. I was at Scott's mother's funeral yesterday, and I have to say that it wasn't a super sad occasion. It was kind of a celebration of her life, and it was you know, a lot of family and friends there together that were remembering the life of the great Jeanette Hennen and how she raised her four kids and how she loved them no matter what. This very poignant time, Kevin, and you know Scott's younger brother, Chris.
I do.
Scott's younger brother, Chris, who's had a lot of problems and a lot of ups and downs in his life, talked about how his mother's love was always there, no matter what he was doing or problems he got into or whatever the situation was. His mom was always there for him. The strength of that mother's love for a son was so apparent, and it was really a choking moment of saying, "My, you know, moms are there," and it was you know, a nice part of the ceremony. But anyway, thank you, Kevin, for being with us on your talk radio town hall weekly time. Is there any other member of Congress that spends 1 hour every week on the radio taking calls?
I don't. There may be one or two. I don't know of any. But this is just this. Ed, I do three other shows during the week. Not this long. I have to tell you, but I love it because I hear from people like Randy and Cindy and others whose questions aren't just questions. They're also thoughts, and they're very thoughtful. And these, the listeners of this show are very thoughtful, and I learn a lot, and I apply a lot. And, you know, it's just very, very helpful to me. I hope it's as helpful to other people as it is. But I don't know why you'd rob yourself of an opportunity like this if you're a member of Congress. I do think one of the things that's unique, and sometimes I forget this, and that is that how it's not totally unique, but it's somewhat unusual to be the only member of a whole state, right? There's seven of us in that situation, mm-hmm. and just five of us out here in the big, wide-open West. And for me, even though, you know, I was able to get to Grand Forks yesterday and tomorrow I'm going to Minot, there's a lot of distance between voters, and this presents an opportunity to talk to and hear from many more of them that I just think is rich. So I appreciate the opportunity to do it.
Great.
I wanted to get to Randy's issue of his land sale because one of the taxes in Obamacare, you know, we talk a lot about the taxes, it's about $1 trillion. Of taxes, taxes increases over a 10-year period. The one that's getting him, it sounds like, is the capital gains. There was an increase in capital gains tax from 15% to just under 24% as a result of Obamacare, and that as well as a very steep jump in dividends tax and a surtax on investment income. So there were plus a lot of other tax increases that were part of Obamacare, and so this is what's hitting Randy now is in the sale of his land. He's getting stuck with a big tax burden that he wouldn't have had but for Obamacare.
Oh, that's great. So thank you for your work on that, Kevin. Let's go to Robert. Robert's been holding on for a long time, and he's on the road. So sorry about holding you there, Robert, but we're glad that you have a chance to get on What's Your Mind and on Kevin Cramer's town hall meeting. What do you want to talk to Kevin about today?
Well, good morning, first of all. I absolutely appreciate what you guys do on this radio program. I am a concealed weapons holder, mm-hmm. and I also drive truck.
There you go.
My issue is this. How come we cannot carry our weapons while we are driving a semi? We go to the dingiest, crappiest places in the entire nation, and yet we can't protect ourselves after I've already taken the necessary steps to make sure that I can do that.
Yeah. Great question. And Robert, I want to get a little more clarity. So, because this is a little bit outside of my knowledge base. So I'm clear, you're not able to carry any time in your truck anywhere, or is that a state by state issue?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if it's a state by state issue. I was told because of federal motor carrier laws.
Okay.
Because I'm bound by them as a CDL yep. semi driver that I am not able to have my weapon with me.
Wow, okay. I need to check into that. I have to admit, I'm not familiar with that. So let me check into that, Robert, and either I'll try to get an answer, if not by the end of this show, probably more likely by next week, and talk a little bit about it and see what the deal is. You know, I hear a lot from people who travel, of course, about the reciprocity issue from state to state, and I'm a co-sponsor of legislation to allow reciprocity. Again, this is our federal constitution we're talking about, and and while I'm a states' rights guy, there are a few places where the Constitution, you know, the Constitution obviously is quite explicit about whose authority, where the federal government has authority and where it doesn't. It's up to the states, right? So this is an area where the Second Amendment is for the federal, for the citizens of the United States. So I'm a co-sponsor of that. I've talked to the chairman, a good lad of the Judiciary Committee. There's a very good chance we'll have hearings and pass that bill out this session, if not this year, and its status in the Senate would be more questionable, but nonetheless, we'll do what we can.
Well, I actually don't leave the state. I deliver alcohol, so I can't go across the border. But that being said, there's other people that do, and I actually called your office probably sometime around maybe January about the same subject. I spoke to a young fella about it. And he said he was going to look into it, too, and I just haven't heard nothing. And I personally would love to see that change. Or I could be wrong. Somebody could have told me wrong as well, too.
Sure. Well, let me check into it. We'll get an answer for you, Robert. And I'd also be interested, and we'll probably explore this a little bit, about what the various trucking organizations, you know, how they feel about it. Because, you know, we get lobbied, of course, by the various groups, and they're not all the same. As you know, some of them represent large trucking agencies and organizations, others smaller, and sometimes they don't see things the same either. So that's why I like talking to the individual. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your guys' time, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to Gary in Jamestown. He's been holding on for the question for Congressman Kramer. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey,
you know, they used a big bomb here in Afghanistan last week, and I understand it caused property damage to structures in Pakistan miles away. When those people have damage like that, do they submit claims to the U.S. government for repair? Does the Pentagon send out claims, settlement teams? And how many times does the U.S. government paid for a building maybe three or four times for someone that's claimed damage?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that, Gary. We'll get on that, too. We'll have to check on that and get an answer to your broader question. We do know, of course, throughout the history of our country that we have many times as a nation and as taxpayers rebuilt destruction, areas that were destructed by war. Going back to the Marshall Plan is the most probably famous. Rebuilding an entire continent in some cases, so or at least participating in that, whether it's a small country or a large continent, we've been involved in that sort of thing. But whether or not there's a sort of a tort or a claims act, if you will, that just anybody gets to file, and whether it's U.S. court or some international court, I'm not familiar with that, but. You raise an important issue in question. Just remembering, though, as I always like to remind people, that the highest priority of the federal government and certainly the commander-in-chief is the security of our country, and those decisions to drop a bomb on terrorists who, you know, killed one of our Marines recently, you know, it's a pretty tough call to make, but at the same time, important.
Yes, I can see that, especially, you know, some of these... The people that would be most liable to claim for damage would be maybe ISIS, sympathetic.
Yeah.
And if they could claim, rebuild a house three or four times and then turn that money over to ISIS, you know, we'd be hurting ourselves.
Good. No, that's a good point. I don't know if that happens, but we'll check into it.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate your input. We have time for Dwayne from Minot. He's been holding on for a while for a question for Congressman Kramer. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Kevin and Ed. This is Dwayne Hendrickson calling.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, anyway, Congressman Kramer, with marijuana legalization as going to hit the hit Congress, how will you vote on it? And are you going to go to our marijuana reform rally tomorrow in Bismarck?
I'm not in Bismarck tomorrow, so I won't be going to anything here. I'm heading up to Minot, actually, early tomorrow morning, and we'll be there all day and come back tomorrow.
Okay, but see you on the way by.
Yeah, there you go. With regard to marijuana legalization, I'm not going to... And I haven't supported the legalization of marijuana nationally as for recreational use. I have supported some pilot programs, specifically with the VA, in seeing that there's some.
And that's, appreciated very much, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's, you know, it's a discussion worth having, and I think with a pilot program within a specific population and closely monitored by medical professionals, I think, you know, it's certainly worth exploring at this point, but I'm not quite ready to, you know, to open it wide open. I think there are lots of questions yet to be answered.
Yeah, and I thank you for your honest answer, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, and we'll wave at you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne is always active and engaged in issues. If we had more people like Dwayne who just, you know, jump in there and try to make stuff happen, we'd have a better product out there.
Well, it gets back to your early point, right, Ed, about, you know, going silent when it gets a little hot and heavy.
Yep.
And, you know, our founders, they created an activist government, and so we need activists on all sides of the issues.
Yeah. We've had Don from Saskatchewan holding on for a while. Don, we just have 20 seconds here for a quick question, but we wanted to get you on. Hello, Don. Maybe. Hello, Don. Are you there?
I just met with the premier of Saskatchewan a couple weeks ago in Washington.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We got cut
maybe
off.
After the break.
Yeah, right. Maybe after the break. Hang on. If you're on the callers, we have Kevin Kramer with us for Talk Radio Town Hall. The congressman will answer your questions when we get back. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now. 495-3592. 701-495-3592. 495-3592. Polar Service Center.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gast of Valley City. With soybean season upon us, NDSU agronomists provide some points on what to consider before planting. In a 2015 soybean survey, fields with iron deficiency chlorosis issues had 3.1 bushel lower yield than fields without chlorosis. It is critical to pick the correct tolerant to chlorosis varieties. If soybean cyst nematodes have been found in fields, it is essential to select cyst tolerant varieties. Select a high yielding variety with the appropriate maturity group. Research has shown seeding 155,000 to 165,000 seeds per acre provide the highest yields. NDSU recommends to aim at 150,000 established plants per acre. Seeding soybean with 7 to 22 inch row spacing will have higher yield potential compared with 30 inch row spacing. Planting soybean before mid-May, if conditions are favorable, may provide higher soybean yields.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Time, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT, and you can get Mike's 4-pack special. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows. Now, these aren't the ones you see in the box stores. I know they say MyPillow on. It's kind of like there's a Chevette and a Corvette, if you will. It's that kind of deal. Plus, to go anywhere pillows, so when you go anywhere, 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. Try that at the Fox store with a big bin of pillows. Abuse it for 59 days. No, they probably won't do it for you. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Talk radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And back to Ed Schaefer.
Yes, we are. And what's on your mind on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Kevin Cramer? We're glad to have Kevin with us answering your questions. Let's get right to the phones because we've had people that were holding over. And Chad from Fargo has been on for 10 minutes waiting to give you a question, Kevin. So I'm assuming it's going to be a good one. Right. Chad, thanks for holding on. And you're on with Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Kevin. You're a great patriot to America, and thank you very much for your service. Question I got for you. The more and more we see the Democrats, it seems like they're getting more and more desperate. You know, they came out and said that the pipeline donated money to you and all that stuff. Yeah, but the question is that why can't we follow the money of these disruptors that are just doing so much damage to America? Why can't we do the same thing to them? And why is the do we still have the IRS commissioner in still in his position? Why is it Donald Trump? Why have they made some changes?
Yeah, good question, Chad. And I have to admit, I haven't checked into the IRS commissioner thing for a while. I've signed a letter asking for his removal. There's talk of, you know, even impeachment proceedings, although that shouldn't be necessary. One of the challenges and one of the frustrating things of being a Trump supporter these days is how slowly positions have been filled. And part of that is is, I think, the administration and the newness of it all. But part of it also is, of course, being some of these positions being held up by the Democrats in the Senate and sort of their chest thumping and whatnot. So the IRS is not its own, and it's not a cabinet position, so it's a little bit different. So I'd have to look a little more into that one. With regard to following the money of the protest movement and the agitators and the GoFundMe pages are what bother me so much. And I do believe, Chad, there's some work being done on that, both at the government level and certainly in the civil arena. And some of that's probably being done quietly for good reason. And it's kind of like Donald Trump. I'm not going to signal my strategy, to the world. I think there's a little bit of that that's happening, Chad, as well. But I take your concern to heart because sometimes we have a tendency once you win to sort of rest on our laurels and do other important work, of course, and then forget that, you know, we need to be diligent in these other arenas lest we lose this liberty of ours. And so, yeah, it's been interesting. I got the call about, you know, all of these oil interests and workers and whatnot supporting my campaign. And of course, I just bluntly answered, well, I would be surprised if they didn't. I mean, this is America. This is what you do. You support people who support the causes you care about. And of course, for North Dakota, agriculture and energy being really, really important, as well as telecommunications and me being on the committees that have jurisdiction over all of those. It would be surprising if people didn't support me because they support my position. So I don't think we should apologize for our political support, although some people think we ought to.
You're a very good congressman. I hope you run up against Heidi Heitkamp in the next election, and we can get this all pro-Republican in the state.
Thanks, Chad. Yeah, I just love it. Now, Chad says he likes me, and then he suggests that I do something as unpleasant as run for the United States Senate.
well, hey, it would be, you know, we got to get some common sense. Heidi Heitkamp, the only reason why she voted for some of the things that she did is because she knew that, you know, this is a very conservative state, and quite frankly, we need conservatives. We don't need a liberal out there.
Yeah, you're right. Your members should be able to just automatically do what's good for the people they represent, as opposed to. But at the same time, it's also a good illustration of this exceptional government that we have, where politics actually works, and having a check and balance, you know, makes better members of all of us. You know,
are you going to run for Senate? Come on.
That's become the most common question I get asked these days, and I keep saying I'm not thinking a lot about it because there's so many things to do right now in the early part of this congressional term, and I don't want the Senate campaign to become a detraction or a distraction for me or, frankly, for a lot of other people. So I'm focusing on the work I'm doing right now. We'll see what happens later.
Well,
thank you so much for your service.
Yeah, this is Ed, Chad. For sure, I'm not running for the Senate.
Chad, he's undecided.
Just to make it clear.
That means he's undecided.
Yeah.
Ed, we can write you in. You do realize that, right?
No. I'm a has-been. I'm over the hill, man.
Yeah, right.
You might be a could-be again. You don't know. You're not there yet.
Yes. Well, you know, I love what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but we want you in, too. Can we just have a couple more?
I guess
there's only one
that.
Senate seat up coming up. So,
Congressman Kevin Cramer has been with us for the Talk Radio Town Hall weekly. He spends an hour with us on what's on your mind to hear what you're talking about. Kevin, we sure appreciate your willingness to do that and to get the input from the real people, the people that are out there on the street living with the laws and rules and regulations that government puts forth every day. And it's wonderful that you have a willingness to interact with them and find out what's going on.
You
thank you for being with us.
It, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.